it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On the other hand, the Phillies lost to Kansas City. They fell to the Royals in South Philadelphia on Sunday. The Mets did beat the Rangers, so the NL East crown will have to be clinched out west. But they scored a playoff spot. The San Francisco Giants lost to the LA Dodgers. KYWD's Dave Uram from Citizens Bank Park.
It started out so well with first-inning home runs from Kyle Schwarber and JT Realmuto, ended with disappointment as Rob Thompson's Phillies fell 10-3 to Kansas City in the finale of the homestand.
It would have been nice to win it at home, win a game at home to clinch it, but, it didn't happen, so we just got to move on.
Aaron Nola, historically very good in clinching situations, gave up 2 runs in the 5th, 4 runs in the 6th.
I mean, I've been blessed to be in those situations, of course, and another one today, but, it's baseball. I just tried to go out and put the guys in a good chance to win, and I feel like I did that for the most part until that first home run, and then the 6th inning.
And now the Phillies go west for a 6-game road trip with 3 of them at the Dodgers beginning Monday night. Los Angeles is behind the Phillies in the National League standings, so it's an important series to start the week at Dodger Stadium. Reporting from the ballpark, Dave Uram, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.